Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Maya. How may I assist you today?
Yes, on the 22nd of this month, I off of Facebook went in and answered a few questions for a ice maker, and it said that the charge would be $2. And now I look at my bank statement, and I was charged $7.95. Why was that?
Willing to assist. What's your name and address?
Pardon?
What is your name and address?
K. Clark, 355 Crusader Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75217.
Thank you, ma'am. So, yes, I located your account with the ice maker. And I do see this, ma'am. This is only for a sweepstakes, ma'am, to receive it. We pay the postage to enter into the sweepstakes, which is $7.95. But each month, it is a recurring billing to keep enrolled in the sweepstakes for it. But you do get a $125 gift card each time it's billed.
No, that's not what the thing said. But it won't do you no good to try to charge it from now on, because I've stopped paying any charges from the company. So they won't go through. So you can just keep doing that if you want to. But like I said, you won't get it because I've stopped all payment from that company.
Okay, so you will go ahead and cancel the account now, and you will receive an email notification regarding the cancellation. Anything else?
What was the $7.95 for again?
The sweepstakes entry for the sweepstakes. But have you already?
$2 for?
There was no mention of $2, man. It was $7.95.
No, I said $2 but whatever. I knew it was a jip anyway. Okay, well then, like I said, you can stop pay. You know, close my account because you're not going to get anything because the bank has notification again. They have notification to not accept any charges from your company. So you got to stop it.
Yes, sir. The cancellation has been placed. Anything else?
That's all.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support.